Now, the Connection Puzzle Radio Show on CosmicBroadcasting.com and the Cosmic Broadcasting app.
Hi, I am Julie Davis with Leah Sophia Jewelry standing in for Miss Stacy today on the Connection Puzzle Radio Show. Very excited to be conducting my first interview solo. And I am here with Miss Terza Ekholm today. We're in Colorado Springs. And Terza, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Julie. How about you?
I'm doing just great. Our weather finally came up out of the Arctic freeze that we've been having. I don't think we've seen above, I don't think we saw double digits for 3 days.
No way.
So Terza has a great business that she can really run anywhere mm-hmm. and can work with anyone no matter where they are, whether they are like next door to you or across the sea. Would you say that you could really work with anyone?
Oh, most definitely.
Okay, great. So her company is called the Terza Factor. And I just want you to kind of, first of all, just tell me, like, what is the Terza Factor? What is that?
Well, the Terza Factor is that little extra special thing that you do in your business or in your personal life that makes people around you feel welcome and appreciated.
Fantastic. So I know Terza from networking, and we have lunch together once a month, basically, with about 30 other women.
Yes.
And she and I have sat down a few times, and we've gotten to know each other quite well over the last 2 months, really, I would say. And so Terza has a business called Send Out Cards, and she works with people and helps them with their business to send out cards and be just basically takes a little bit off their plate to show that their customers that they are thankful that they have done business with them and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And you've been doing send out cards for 7 years, you said.
Yes.
And I'm just wondering, how did the send out card business lead to the Terza Factor? Because really what the Terza Factor is, like she said, it's showing gratitude. And I love that Terza calls herself a gratitude coach. So I want to know how did send out cards kind of lead you into and inspire you to create the Terza Factor?
Well, first of all, I fell in love with Send Out Cards as a company because they talk about following your prompting, and when you're feeling thankful or appreciative of somebody, to just come up with a way to tell them instantly in a way that connects well with them and in a way that they'll remember. And so sending a greeting card is just one of those easy ways to do that.
And in this busy time, we think about it all the time, but we don't, at least those of us who have always sent thank you cards, but we don't always take the time to do it, or we have to go to the store and buy a card, and it's more time.
Exactly, exactly. And I don't know if you're like me, Julie, but when I go to a card store, to the card aisle in the grocery store, I mean, I go up and down, and I look at the cards, and I giggle, and I laugh, and then I end up buying a card that I write on the inside myself anyway, because I want the message to be authentic and to come straight from me.
Yep, exactly.
So Send Out Cards, about 3 years ago, they started this program called 30 Days of Gratitude. And in that program, they wanted us to send a card a day to someone we cared about. Hmm. So I was inviting lots of people to do that program with me, and it was quite fun. But several of them would come back 2 or 3 weeks later, and they'd say, oh, Terza, I can't think of anybody else to send a card to. And I'd say, yes, you can. So then I said, how about if I send you an email every day to kind of give you something to think about, who you might send a card to? And that's kind of how the Gratitude Coach began.
Oh, wow. Okay. So Terza does this 30 Days of Gratitude, and I participated in it for a month, the month of September I did it. Mm-hmm. And she sent me a text message every day mm-hmm. and just told me what I could do that day to be grateful in my life, really, and to take a minute and look around.
Exactly.
And And what I really love about it is that it builds on itself. So in your text message, you'd say, be sure and continue to write down your goals for the next day, what you're thankful for, and to take a minute. And if you have a second to just breathe and look at the trees or look at Pike's Peak or whatever, make sure you're doing that. So it's like it's these little reminders to look around and breathe and take a minute every day.
Exactly. Exactly. We just get so caught up in our everyday things. We take the kids to school, we drop our husband off at work, or we go to work ourselves, and we have to stop at the store, and we go to go to work. We just run out of time.
We do. We totally run out of time. And so from that 30 days of gratitude, it's really cool that you got so inspired to, when people said they were running out of people to write to, which I can't imagine not knowing 30 people that you needed to thank for some, just to say I'm thinking of you or whatever, but that turned into these text messages that you were sending for people to think about how they were grateful. Did you come up with every one of those text messages and what they should do to be grateful?
Yes.
It's really a really neat thing. And if any of you want to check out her website, or do you have a Facebook page? Or
I do. My Facebook page is The Tears of Factor. The same as my website would be thetearsoffactor.com. And if you drop me a message at either of those places, I'll be glad to set you up with a 30-day gratitude texting program. So the first 30 days are free because I want people to have a chance to try it out. And if they want to continue, they can refer a couple of people, or I'll send them a subscription for $1 a month.
Wow. And is each month a little bit different?
Every month builds on itself.
Oh,
every single day is different.
It's pretty phenomenal. I kept thinking as she's sending me these text messages, I'm like, man, how many people is she sending these to, and how many of these does she have? But it was just really neat, and she it's very personal, because you would say, "Hi, Julie, today I want you to," and so it always had my name on it, and even if I couldn't, I mean, I did a lot of it, but some days it was like, oh my gosh, okay, I'm gonna save all of these so I can go back and, you know, do everything that I didn't quite get to, because we are busy.
Yes.
And but it did, at least it was this little reminder every day to be like, oh, okay. And we've talked about how we aren't thankful all the time for the little things every day. Mm-hmm. And we live in a beautiful city.
Yes.
Colorado Springs, for those of you who haven't ever been here, we have Pikes Peak, which is one of the most, I think, iconic mountains in the United States, really, especially with westward expansion and all of that. If people look into anything about that history, they'll read about Pikes Peak. But also, we've got an area called the Garden of the Gods, which is sort of a, what would you say, an anomaly.
It's these beautiful red rocks with Pikes Peak in the background.
And no matter where you are in the city, you see both.
Yes. Yes.
So it's pretty crazy. And it's just a fabulous geological formation, the Garden of the Gods. And so I remember you telling me that your daughter, you kept telling your daughter to, like, look at Pikes Peak, be grateful for where you live. And she's like, God, Mom, whatever. I don't, you know. And she went away for a while, right? And
yes.
And then came back and she...
Yes.
What is she?
And she told me, Mom, it's so beautiful. I can't believe I didn't care about it before.
And I think sometimes I think people really need to look around and figure out what is it about where they're living that is something to be grateful for.
Yes.
What do they take for granted in the area that they're living in?
And then sometimes if you're not living in a not so beautiful place, sometimes if you look around, you can see some spots of beauty that you've never seen before, if you just give yourself the chance to look around and experience it.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that's true about that also, it's true in our relationships. So people we love, the people we see every day, we sort of take them for granted. We know we love them, and they know we love them too. But sometimes if you leave them a little handwritten note or just something special, it just livens up their day too.
That's true. It's very true, especially if that's their love language.
Yes, that's so, exactly right.
Do you do stuff with the love languages at all or anything like that?
I remember that. It's interesting. So some people do well because they prefer to receive little gifts. Some are more about the physical touch. Of course, some like the handwritten notes, and some like acts of service. And I'm always fascinated by the different interplay of that. And once people know what their love language is and they learn what their mates are, something beautiful happens.
It's true. And you can communicate that. You can say, I just really appreciate when you... And I haven't worked it with my husband yet, but I can tell you that his love language is basically being recognized for things that he does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things that I do every day that he does now and then. He's like, how come you never mention... You only mention when I didn't do the dishes, and today I did them, and you don't say anything. I'm like, oh my gosh, the dishes? Really? thank you for doing the dishes, honey. But I think that it's a really big part of his love language is to be recognized that he put forth an effort in whatever area it might be.
Exactly.
So I really like some things that you were saying about personal relationships and that kind of thing and how gratitude, just doing those little things, can make a big difference.
Yes.
So as a gratitude coach, what I'd really like to ask you about is how does that move from just these 30 days of gratitude and these text messages and being grateful for things in your life and basically making a plan for your day so that you have time to be grateful.
Right.
How does that lead you to coaching someone in gratitude? How does that?
Well, I think that I do some individual coaching and then I also do some business coaching. On the individual coaching level, I find both men and women, but women in particular, they don't appreciate themselves very much. They don't appreciate all the things that they actually do.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's part of my coaching is to get them to start to appreciate what they're doing. Because once they feel that, then they feel more confident in themselves and they feel more empowered. And it's not necessarily that they do anything different, but they approach their world differently.
Okay. So they start to just take it's a change in perspective or a
definitely
paradigm shift a little bit?
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay.
They speak to their spouses differently. They speak to their coworkers differently and their children differently.
Hmm.
And it's
awesome.
It's just a beautiful thing to see all the way around. So the children respond differently then, too, because as they see their parents, particularly their mother, appreciating their own selves more, they start to appreciate themselves better. And I think there's less of a tendency to bullying because you know there's somebody out there who appreciates you and that one person could be just you.
Absolutely.
But you may start to see it in your family as well.
Well, and how many times do we hear women say, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness. So many times.
I'm sorry. I'm like, what are you sorry for? You are sorry that you did the dishes? You are sorry that you... Right? I mean, we say we are sorry all the time.
Yes.
I work with high school students in the summertime, training them in leadership skills, and they have to do a ropes course, and it's a low ropes course, so it's not individual at all. It's all teamwork. And these girls, every time they have to step over each other or hoist each other up or whatever, they're like, I'm sorry, I'm kind of heavy, you guys, I'm sorry. I'm like, you're heavy, you're 98 pounds, are you kidding me? And you know, they're always sorry. I'm sorry that I'm talking so much. I'm sorry. And I'm like, why are you sorry? Just be who you are and be grateful for that, for who you are. So how do you move that into, we talked about the send out cards and being grateful and you're coming from that place of gratefulness and gratitude in your business.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're working with someone as a business coach, how are you different than the typical, what we think of when we think of a business coach?
I'm not having people set up business plans or looking at their financial picture. I'm just having them look at their emotional picture.
Okay.
And how they relate to themselves and to the world.
Okay.
And so oftentimes it's about changing their perspective on how they look at those things.
Okay. So can you give me an example of, I know this is on the spot. She's giving me faces just like, oh my God, example. I know it's not always easy to come up with examples, but... can you think of someone that you've worked with in the past or when you look at a business model or someone who's struggling in their business, how can you work with them and get them to separate a little bit so that they start growth because of what you're doing?
Probably, though, on a more personal level, I worked with some adults who have lost their adult children, and they went into a whole time of grief, of course, and a lot of time of blaming themselves, and just bringing them back to appreciating who they are and appreciating the person who is not here anymore, because that person still lives on in their life.
Mm-hmm.
Two people can stand in the same exact spot, taking turns, look out at the same exact view, and experience very different things.
Absolutely.
And because of that, they have a gift to the world to share. That's what they need to be sharing. And that's what I hope should bring people to understand about themselves.
Really great. How do you get people to kind of, in their business, stop with their busyness? I mean, how do you, what do you, what kinds of things do you, do you, do you give them assignments each week? And kind of like you do with the 30 days of gratitude, do you give them assignments each week so that they can kind of stop and smell the roses within their business? And how does that, how do you see people change within their business while you're working with them?
What I see in businesses is more of a shift from, you know, thank you for being my customer, bring this card in for 10% off. There is a place for promotion. But where I have coach them is to move from self-promotion to honoring and appreciating the other person. So first, I just want to thank you for being here, mm-hmm. right? Whether or not you bought anything from me, I'm so glad you're here.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can move to, and these are things that I have to offer, and I see that there's some things that you have to offer me.
Wow. Have you seen, have you worked some businesses and have you seen some definite changes?
There is a shift of that from, you know, all the best referrals, or the best way to thank me is to bring me referrals. Well, those are really nice, but the best way to thank me is just to really enjoy my product or service. Because when you do that, when you come from that place, you can't help but tell other people.
Right.
And
right.
that's where they start to see a shift in their customer base. They also start to attract more customers who pay better, who expect more quality, and are more appreciative of them.
Because they're building that relationship.
Exactly.
First. So,
exactly.
See,
I'm willing to pay a little more for a product or service because I have a relationship with a person.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always about the cheapest thing.
Mm-hmm. So. Absolutely. I went into a store today, and the first thing they did was give me a, they're like, here's a wish list for you. And, and here's a coupon for 10% off when you come to my next event.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm here today spending $100 or whatever it was that I spent. And I'm like, it was like, here's something for the next time you shop with me. And there wasn't a lot of gratitude for me being there. It wasn't like, welcome, thank you for coming, here's a wish list, is there anything I can show you, is there anything you want to look at?
Right.
You know, and even at the end, you could hand me the coupon, but don't hand me the coupon
straight away
when I walk in the door.
Of course. You're just,
unless it's for today.
They're not really engaging with you as a person. My husband and I went out to dinner a couple of weeks ago at a well-known chain restaurant, and the food was really good, the service was excellent, but honestly, Julie, I felt processed from moment to moment. The waitress was so smooth in her delivery, mm-hmm. about upselling every single, you know, the next step. I mean, she wasn't obnoxious, but I didn't feel like she was talking to me, ever.
Right?
It was very strange. Whereas I went to another restaurant, more of a hometown-type restaurant, and we chatted a little bit about the weather and a little bit about the kids, and then she brought us our food, and it was just so nice. That was the place I wanted to go back to.
Mm-hmm. Because it feels like you're dining with a... You're having an experience.
Exactly.
And they're talking with you.
Yeah, I don't want to be processed.
Yeah. So do you work with both like brick-and-mortar businesses as well as people who are entrepreneurs and kind of don't have that structure necessarily? They're more online businesses, or, you know, they run their business out of their home or whatever it might be?
Especially entrepreneurs who run out of their home, because they don't necessarily have the nice face-to-face conversations that we do.
Right.
And that's where a card or a little gift really goes a long way.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of gifts do you, it's hard sometimes as business, as small, tiny, like not even what small business, you know, people would think of with small business, but like mm-hmm. entrepreneurial, out of the home type businesses, what kinds of gifts can they give besides just a card?
Sometimes it's their, depending on who it is, of course, maybe their favorite recipe, maybe their favorite quote. Sometimes it could even just be talking about the latest book that you're reading that you felt was really helpful. And again, it's all about that engaging, that spirit of being helpful.
Okay. So, yeah. So just the kind of the gift of my favorite things.
Yes. It's so true. It's so true. You don't need to go spend a whole ton of money on something to build a relationship.
Because they're getting to know you through your favorite
things. Where the gift is. And if you're starting to feel more valuable about yourself, mm-hmm. they'll sense that and they'll want to be near you because they'll start to feel more valuable about themselves as well. Hmm. It's a real give and take. It's just amazing.
Hmm.
And some of the feedback I've gotten from my the people who have been on my texting list has just been beautiful and brought me to tears at times.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
really. It was funny when I would get your texts. I was like, should I text her back? Should I just be doing this stuff? And she just kind of wonders if she's just sending me this every day. And did I take that walk? Did I? So I think just one time I wrote you back and I was like, I really love him. I know I'm not responding, but I'm doing my best. So,
which is just perfect. So I really appreciate when people text me back. But on the other hand, knowing how busy we are, it's not something I sit around and wait for, because I know that.
Well, and if everybody were texting you back doing the program, your phone would blow up.
Yes, it would.
How do you keep track of, like, who's in their first 30 days? Because I'm guessing you do a very similar program with everybody the first 30 days.
Yes.
This is the 30 days. So how do you, like, know where people are? Like, this person's been doing this for 6 months now, and, you know, how do you...
Thank God for technology. But what I really do is I look at what the text that I sent them the day before. So
okay.
I do have a sequence of texts that goes through.
So then
In spite of the sequence, people have texted me back and said, how did you know I needed that today?
Oh, really?
It just works out amazingly well.
The universe at work, for sure. Oh, my goodness. So you've been doing this. What did you do before? Like, how did you end up in this journey? You know what I mean?
It's kind of strange. Actually, I've been in personal development probably since childhood.
Okay.
But before I got into this, I was actually in high tech. I was a software engineer.
Were you really?
Yes. But
so
what I discovered was I thought for sure I wanted to be an engineer sitting behind a computer all the time. And it didn't take me too long to figure out that that's not really true. But what I also discovered was that engineers do need to talk to each other in spite of what they say, me being one of them, the super introvert, you know, who doesn't talk to anyone. So I began creating these meetings for them to share information with each other.
Oh, really?
And they would dutifully do their slideshow presentations because that's what I asked them to do. But then on the coffee breaks, and they're munching a donut and having a cup of coffee, they'd start talking to each other. And that's where the real meetings took place.
Well, and that's where people start caring about coming to work.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And if you're a software tech, you're not talking to a lot of people necessarily throughout the day.
Right.
So what a great thing that you saw that you needed.
Mm-hmm.
And figured probably everybody else needed it too.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So I just am... I'm so grateful you came in today.
Oh, thank you so much for asking me.
Absolutely.
This has been fun.
I just have been really thinking about you and how I can help you in your business and get the word out, because what you do is, I think, it's just so different than your run-of-the-mill coach. And
sure.
That 30-day texting program, even just the 30 days of gratitude, first of all, it makes you feel really good that someone's texting you you gave me something every day.
Yes.
Like you weren't texting me to ask me for something every day. And it was like, it was something that filled my cup instead. And even just the text, even if I was unable to perform my duty that day, my gratitude duty, even if I couldn't get to the thing that you had said, hey, Julie, take time today to do this and this, it still was something that you gave me. And I was like, oh, here's my text from Tirza. And
yeah.
So it's really something pretty phenomenal. And I think it's a wonderful gift that you give to people for free for 30 days. Mm-hmm. And then they can kind of get a sense of you, get a sense of themselves, and then decide to continue that program or to try you out as a coach for 30 days. And
yes.
I want to talk a little bit about kind of how you set up your coaching when we come back. But I think we're going to take a little break here.
Okay.
Again, this is Tirza of the Tirza Factor, T-E-R-Z-A. The Tirza Factor on Facebook, right? They can just look up the Tirza Factor.
Yes.
And then is it thetirzafactor.com?
That's what it is.
All right. So thetirzafactor.com. If you want to learn a little bit more about Tirza, please visit those sites. And this is Julie Davis with Leah Sophia Jewelry filling in on the Connection Puzzle Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Julie Davis from Leah Sophia Jewelry, and I am in the business of bringing busy women together in a unique, fun environment to try on jewelry and be with friends. Leah Sophia is a family-owned business operating for over 40 years. We treat our customers like family, and with our lifetime replacement guarantee on every piece of jewelry, we stand behind the product like no other. For details, give me a call at 719-650-6428, or check out my website, www.leahsophia.com/Julie's Gems.
Don't miss BizTalk with Claire Billingsley Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. Claire talks with people who have taken their own dreams and passions and worked them into a business adventure, helping other people do the same. The message is not only empowering, but genuinely motivating. That's BizTalk at 11 a.m. Eastern, Tuesdays. You're listening to Cosmic Broadcasting.
Radio without limits. Cosmic Broadcasting.
Hi, my name is Dominic Mancino. You might remember me as a 1970s detective on the ABC show Life on Mars. I also portrayed the locksmith in the movie Inside Man, plus played many other characters in movies such as American Gangster, Vinnie Vino, and The Producers, and my newest project, Marco Polo, where I portray a 1940s mobster. I have appeared on TV shows like Law & Order, Sopranos, and Blue Bloods, and have been in several commercials, such as the New York State's Lottery Bada Bling, and an international commercial for IKEA, which was filmed in Italy. I can do voiceovers for animated films and any other projects in this field, and have been in the entertainment industry for approximately 12 years. Professional actors like myself work hard at our career, but we do enjoy making movie magic. So for more information on myself as an actor, please go to www.imb.com and type in Dominic Mancino, or visit me on my Facebook fan page at facebook.com/Dominic Mancino. Thank you.
Imagine a place far removed from typical radio limitations. Imagine a place where what you want and what you get are the same. A far-reaching place that is not restricted by signal frequency. A radio destination whose shows and their content span the globe. A place where the expression of ideas and opinions are not limited. An experience that defies the structure and restraints of local to terrestrial radio. A destination that allows you to be as free-thinking and in control of your own radio choices as if you were behind the controls yourself. Now, imagine it's real. Imagine such a thing exists.
This is crazy!
Welcome to Cosmic Broadcasting.
Hi, this is Tony Caputo from NoI'mWatchingFootball.com here to tell you about the Gridiron Grub Cookbook. It's a fantastic gift idea for the football fan in your life. It has great football-related stories from fans all over the country, but more important, it has fantastic recipes from football fans from all over the country. At least one delicious recipe from every fan of every pro team in the league. And people ask me, Tony, what is No, I'm Watching Football? Look, if you know me and you ask me to do something on a Sunday afternoon during football season, my response is, no, I'm watching football. So we took that, made it into NoI'mWatchingFootball.com, and turned that into the Gridiron Grub Cookbook as well. Appetizers in Atlanta to salmon in Seattle, jambalaya in New Orleans, wings, burgers, chili, you name it, the Gridiron Grub Cookbook has it. Fantastic gift idea for the holidays. You can get it today. NoI'mWatchingFootball.com.
Advertisers are always welcome here at Cosmic Broadcasting. If you would like to advertise your product with us, call 1-866-615-6889.
Puzzle Radio Show. I'm with Leah Sophia Jewelry, but I'm filling in today as the host of the show, and I'm here with Tirza Ekholm of the Tirza Factor. She's a gratitude coach and really helps people run their business from a place of building relationships and being so grateful for the people that are doing business with them. Would you say?
No, most definitely.
Okay.
Terza and I were talking during the break, and I thought you all might want to know that she's in the midst of putting together a book. We were talking about 30 Days of Gratitude, and it's kind of interesting because people on Facebook do these 30 Days of Gratitude where they post like three things a day that they're grateful for.
Yes.
For 30 days.
Yes.
But yours is a little different. Yours
yes.
is not really about, it's not always what you're grateful for, mm-hmm. but it's looking around to see.
I want people to see their everyday things from a different perspective.
Yeah.
With a whole new set of eyes.
I really, really love it because it is, like we talked about earlier, it's a paradigm shift in how you're looking at your life. Instead of going just through the daily grind, mm-hmm. as people call it,
right.
Looking for the little specks of life mm-hmm. in the daily grind, the little mm-hmm. specks of things to be grateful for and to notice.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. I don't want the act of saying thank you or of being grateful to become yet another chore that we have to do or yet another thing to beat yourself up with because you didn't do it that day.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what I'm looking for at all.
I know so many people in my business, in direct sales, regardless if it's jewelry or, you know, face makeup or cleansers or if it's Pampered Chef or, you know, whoever, that have so much guilt.
Yes.
Because they should be making those calls and they should be sending out cards or they should be whatever, letting their customers know that they're grateful. Because when I call people, they're like, oh, honey, thank you so much for calling me. You didn't have to do that, but I know they're going to remember me that I called them and said, how's your piece of jewelry? I'm so glad that you came to the party and that I met you. And how's your daughter? You know, or whatever they talked about. So how do you get people, if they're feeling so overwhelmed and they have all that guilt
mm-hmm.
and you're working with someone, how do you help them find that space to make them feel like it's not too late? Like, oh, these people bought from me 6 months ago, a year ago. Mm-hmm. How do you get them past that feeling of, you know, where do they start?
Well, I always coach people to start right from where they are. So maybe you missed some people 6, 12 months, 18 months ago. Start with the people that you're seeing now. Start by sending them a thank you card. And as you expand, you might be able to go back and touch those other people. Because my belief is it's never too late to say thank you. You know, while they're still here, you can send them a thank you card.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
And they'll be very surprised, especially if it was a while ago. Oh my gosh, she did think about me.
Right. She remembers me. Thank you. Yeah. And thank you for just, I was talking to someone the other day about, I've been in this business for 6 years. And we were at a training. They were asking the question about, well, how do you approach people that maybe were one of your first parties and you haven't, and they weren't necessarily a friend. They were a friend of a friend or whatever. And how do you reach out to them? Or, you know, even if you had a brick and mortar business and you have a customer list and someone came in your first year of business and you've been in business for 10 years, you know, and I just think that she had a great answer. She said, just start by sending them an email or a card that just says, I'm still in business and I just wanted to let you know I'm so grateful for everyone that helped me get started because I wouldn't be where I am today if you hadn't been part of it.
Those early people, exactly. How beautiful.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
So what I started to say was that Terza has these 30 days of gratitude and she's starting a book. That's, mm-hmm. Is it a book or a gratitude? You said gratitude journal and you also said book. So how does it work?
It's actually a gratitude journal. So one page is going to be each of the 30 gratitude texts that I send out on top of one of my photographs. And then the opposing page will be blank with some lines so that you'll be able to write about your experience of each text. Because just as you said, people go through the 30 days of text and they didn't necessarily have time to go through all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So this allows them to take their time and go through each one. Plus, there were some that maybe you enjoyed more than others.
And it's right there in front of you.
Exactly.
You're not searching back through your text messages to find.
No, and as much as I love technology, and I do, there is an incredible value of holding things in your hand and writing with your own pen or pencil.
There is. And it also, I think with that book, there's so much in your 30 days that becomes a habit
mm-hmm.
that is all about making it a habit.
Yes.
Writing, one of the first days was to write down, what was it, three things that you wanted to do or three things you were grateful for, what was
it? The first day is actually writing your intention for the day. And people get this confused sometimes with goals. So I'm not asking you to write down a to-do list because I figure you've got that covered somewhere else, or your goals because you may have that covered somewhere else. But what's your intention? What kind of day do you want to have? And I have run across some people who said, what do you mean? Well, what kind of day would you like to have? Would you like to have a happy day? Would you like to have a so-so day? And they just look at me really funny, and they say, well, I'd like to have a happy day. Well, great. Write that down. And then at the end of the day, the last thing I'd like people to do before they go to sleep at night is write down three things that they've been grateful for.
Throughout the day.
And it may have nothing to do with the intention they set. And that's okay, mm-hmm. because sometimes your day takes a different turn.
Absolutely. But just writing down your intention or even speaking your intention to yourself, I think can totally shift a person's attitude for the day, because it doesn't let you get up on the wrong side of the bed, really.
Right. That's right.
And I think it also, you know, so many times we're reactive. We let someone ruin our day, or, you know, that drive ruined my day or whatever, you know. And to have that attitude that day, that today I'm going to have just an incredible day. I'm going to have a great day. I'm going to be happy. I'm going to have a happy day, whatever word they choose. And then somebody comes at them or something comes at them that was unexpected and not in a good way.
Right.
You know, you already have that in your head. Mm-hmm. It's already planted there.
Yes, it is.
Do you think that it makes it a lot harder for something to just make your day go totally downhill?
Oh, it is, because then when a coworker or somebody or a complete stranger blows up at you for no reason, you might feel its impact for a little bit, and then you can say, well, yeah, but I'm intended to have a happy day anyway, in spite of you.
Right.
It's like taking a gratitude vitamin. You just sort of feel fortified for the whole day.
Mm-hmm. So. How do you think that people can take that philosophy and use it within their business as well?
Sometimes customers are not very appreciative, especially I've talked to some people who run the front desk at a hotel, and that's where they tend to meet grouchy people. They've had maybe a bad travel day, or their meetings that day didn't go well. Mm-hmm. They get the brunt of customer complaints. So having behind the desk maybe a little note to themselves that says, I'm going to have a happy day no matter what, helps them deal with those grouchy customers. Just a little bit extra. I'll smile one more time anyway.
Okay.
Right. And that translates itself to the customer too, because it can be a little disarming to somebody who's really upset and angry. Like, well, you're still smiling at me.
It can be. But it can also calm them down,
yes,
for sure.
Exactly.
My husband always says, you're so nice to everybody except those people at the phone company. I try. I keep my cool for as long as I can, and then I just lose it. So I always tell them I'm sorry. I always tell them, I know it's not you. I know it's policy, but I'm so mad. And they always keep their cool, and I don't know how they don't get nasty.
I had a friend who was thrown off a flight once, and I remember watching her in action, and there was some issue with the plane or something like that. Every time they would come back with a negative response, no, we can't help you or whatever, she would say, okay, I understand that, so now what are my options? And she said that with a smile, and she just kept being persistent in that same tone of voice.
Wow.
Until they finally got her on another flight, and they even gave her a first-class seat.
Wow.
Because she was nice. She was not yelling and screaming.
Well, she wasn't reactive.
Nah, just, okay, well, now what are my options?
What do you think is the most, in your experience, 3 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've been doing this business.
Yeah.
What do you think is the most powerful part of coming from that place of I guess it's really living a more intentional life, right?
Being in the present moment. It's really amazing to me to see somebody who's been running around and they're really frustrated and irritated, and we sit down and have a conversation, and just to see their whole body relax as they're sitting, and they discover they can just be in this place, in this moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then whatever else is going on, it'll wait for them.
Right.
They can take care of themselves right now. And that is absolutely the best thing to do for themselves and whatever the situation may be.
Do you teach people how to do that through coaching them?
Yes. Yes. Sometimes
clearly
it's taking...
they can't just sit down with you. Here's like, can you sit down with me?
I know. It's about empowering them to learn how to do that for themselves. Taking a deep breath in the moment, just putting down everything and going for a short walk. It might be just down the hall, mm-hmm. and then coming back to it. Because sometimes when you come back to something with a whole fresh perspective, you can see a solution there where you've been staring at it for hours and just banging your head. Now
Absolutely.
You see something different.
Yeah.
And that's where I like to empower people to bring, and that's what I coach them through.
Okay. Fantastic. So who is your ideal client, or who? I mean, we talked about it being people who work from home, or you know, are mm-hmm. are really entrepreneurial and don't have necessarily the coworkers behind them or that sort of support system, I guess.
I like to call them the solopreneurs. We have a lot of solopreneurs. And they're out on their own. And even if they're surrounded by supportive spouse or children or whatever, they're mm-hmm. still on their own.
So what makes them sort of the ideal client for you? Would you call them your ideal client?
The solopreneurs are my ideal client. My next ideal client actually are caretakers. Because I think caretakers, they take care of everyone's more than themselves, mm-hmm. and they come to a place where they just feel tired and overwhelmed, and they've forgotten that they need to give something to themselves.
Hmm.
So that's another target market for me.
So are the caretakers, would it be people who work in that industry, like in a home, mm-hmm. As well as people who, obviously, there's people who are caretakers for a loved one.
Yes,
too.
Like an adult child who will probably never leave home or a facility.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of effort. And then there's a whole sandwich generation of people who have children to take care of, and now they have their aging parents to look after as well.
Right.
And even sometimes if your aging parents are in a an assisted living type situation, they're still in the back of your mind.
All the time.
You think about them all the time.
And I think there's guilt associated with that.
Oh, my gosh.
Well.
Yes.
Probably unbelievable amounts.
Yes. And
of guilt.
What they need from you is not your guilt, but you.
Yeah.
You're the person they need. But to do that, to get to that place, you need to be able to honor yourself and take some time for yourself. 5 minutes maybe is all it takes sometimes mm-hmm. to do. Kind of like I call it a little self reset.
Okay.
You know?
Do you work with people at all about, do you think people lose kind of sight of why they do what they do?
Yes.
Like why they do their business and why are they passionate? Why was it fun when they started and why is it no longer fun? And do you help them refine their joy or, you know, how is that something that you...
That's something we talk about in the beginning. What was your dream? Why did you start this?
Okay.
And then what was it about that really caused you to jump into business? And how can we appreciate that and appreciate how far you've come so far? Because it's truly amazing.
Okay. So you really help people look over how far they've come
yes.
since they started.
Yes.
Because they lose sight of, because they're so mired down.
In the details. And they haven't seen necessarily that their own growth. Because when you're busy, you're pushing it, you've got the high expectations. We have this funny thing that we do with ourselves. We reach a personal development type goal within ourselves.
Uh-huh.
And instead of taking a moment to acknowledge it and thankful and be appreciative of it, we're already on to the next thing.
Right. Right. Well, I promoted a couple of years ago and I'd worked really hard for like 3 years to get to the level that I'm in my company. Mm-hmm. And everybody was like, well, when are you going to start working towards the next level? And I was like, you know what? I worked so hard. Can you just not ask me that?
Yeah.
I need to not put it on my vision board yet. I need to be like, oh, I did a great job. I worked so hard, and now I'm here. Let me, like, celebrate it for 60 days. Like, I don't know, 2 hours?
At least. That's right.
So do you find that? I mean, that people have just lost joy?
Yes. Yes. That what was so wonderful and fun for them to begin with has now become drudgery again.
Right.
So I remember hearing a story from a CEO of a company. Actually, it was Tony Hsieh, who does the Zappos.
Oh, yes.
But the story he told was the company that he started before Zappos. He had a software company that he really loved. But he didn't have in mind how the company culture would develop.
Okay.
He didn't think that that was important at that particular time. He was a brand new guy, right?
Right.
In his 20s. Makes this multi-million software company. He says there were days when he didn't want to get out of bed and go to work, and it was his company.
Wow.
It was terrible. So he resolved that when he created his next company, which was Zappos, he was going to make it be a fun place to work.
A fun place to work. So can you talk about, in anonymity, maybe somebody that you've worked with and how they've managed to keep their company and keep going and kind of come out on the other side, so to speak, like where they've come to you in sort of this hopeless feeling of having to work and come out on the other side where they just are so grateful and joyful about what they're doing.
There was a person who was just, she just seemed to be burning both ends of the candle all the time.
Okay.
And I had her stop and take breathers. In fact, I had her set a timer and get up from her workspace and just go walk around the house, go walk around the block, and then come back and then restart again.
Mm-hmm.
And I think actually it was even less than 30 days. She was back in the groove of things. She had reestablished her routine, especially with taking those tiny breaks and just looking outside for a little bit, that she found joy in it again.
Do you think that by doing that, she started kind of having that magnetism that was drawing people to her more and growing her business more because of that?
She was rejuvenating herself because her business had stalled and she was getting to be frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
And so as she began rejuvenating herself, people were coming back. And it was
fantastic.
Funny because she would be putting all this effort out into her business for, you know, several days at a time, and it would feel like nothing was happening.
Right.
But then she would get two or three calls out of the blue, and she says, I don't know where these people came from, but they're calling me. They want the thing that I'm offering. And I said, that's wonderful. That's exactly how it needs to be.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. And I do want to address some people who might be listening that do live in the Colorado Springs area. Or the greater El Paso County area, that you are having a workshop.
Yes.
A gratitude workshop on Wednesday evening, this coming Wednesday, the
19th. Yes.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about that.
So it's a 2.5-hour workshop. It's very little lecture. I've got people up and moving it around and engaging with each other and then having a little bit of time to write not necessarily in their journals, but they'll have something to take home with them.
Okay.
And it's for them, it's an evening to do a reset. It's going to be focused totally on them.
Okay.
Right? And some personal development for them, some time for them. And I'm hoping they're going to leave it re-energized and able to face the holidays for the rest of the year, because the holidays can be an especially stressful time.
Extremely. Extremely. For any number of reasons.
Indeed.
Really.
Yes.
So is this workshop something that you have ever looked into being able to do virtually so that those people way out there who can't make it to El Paso County could somehow engage? Even with each, like these people are doing something for themselves at the workshop, but they're also with other people.
Exactly.
And feeling that energy. And, you know, I do a lot of Facebook chats and that kind of thing with my team and that sort of thing so that they can start engaging with each other a little bit. Is there anything that would be possible, do you think, is you're like, Julie, don't give me one more thing on my plate.
Well, I have been thinking of how I might do little, I'm going to call them weblets, 10-minute little weblet
that.
Kind of things, because what you're missing from the in-person workshop is that ability to engage with another person.
Right.
And so if I keep them to a short 10 minutes, there might be that, I might be able to keep the power of that interactive piece.
Absolutely.
So that's something I'm going to look at piloting in early next year.
I think that's a great idea, a really great idea. Well, Terza, this has been really fun.
Thank you. It's been
really
fun for me as well.
I would just like to plug her a little bit to all of you out there. If you are needing to just have a reset button pushed, and you're feeling a little bit stuck or mired down or like you're just going through the motions, visit Terza's website, theterzafactor.com, and contact her about doing that 30 days of gratitude, because it's really pretty phenomenal and really helps you look at things from a different perspective. And on the same, at the same time, if you are running a small solopreneur type business, or even if you are just mired down and you run a regular type business or a small business, reach out and see if she might be someone that you would like to work with. And whether it's the 30 days of gratitude or whether it's setting up some appointments with her and talking with her, she's really pretty amazing. And I would say the Terza factor is a very calming factor also. She's wonderful to talk to, and I hope that you've all really enjoyed hearing her today. And Terza, just thank you so very much.
Thank you very much, yeah. Julie. I've enjoyed it.
Anything that you want to add or something that you feel like you want to leave us with today?
Before you get out of bed in the morning, as you're opening up your eyes, think about how you'd like your day to be, and open your eyes. And even if it's just the ceiling, you know, be grateful for all that's around you.
Great. Thank you so much. Appreciate it, Terza. Don't forget theterzafactor.com or look for The Terza Factor on Facebook. This is Julie Davis with Leah Sophia Jewelry standing in on the Connection Puzzle Radio Show. Thanks very much, everyone. Have a great weekend.